This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 597. Harness your interests for the highest speaking scores.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In this episode, we have an inspiring conversation to motivate you to follow your passions so you have something impressive to say on your next speaking exam.
Hey, Jessica, what's up?
What is up today? I'm gonna go for a run soon. You know, like get outside, get a little bit sweaty because it's summer. What about you? You are playing tennis again, I hear.
Yeah, you know, I played a lot of tennis in my early days in high school, middle school, and even college, but then I stopped. Like I taught tennis a little bit in New York, and then after that I really stopped and I haven't played in like 15 years.
Wow.
More than that. And actually I decided to pick up a tennis league this summer on Wednesday nights just to meet new people and to get active and just build up my old sport.
Yeah.
But last time I went out, I was just missing lots of stuff and hitting it all over the place because I've totally forgotten how to play. So it's a little embarrassing, but that's okay.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm excited to get out there. You know, it'll be sunny tonight. It'll be nice on the courts and everybody's friendly. So that's the important thing.
Well, I think these like adult rec league organizations are so amazing.
The
people in there are so cool because they're like, they're there for the same reason, right? To meet cool people and be healthy. And you all love the same sport. So it is a great place to meet people. But also, I think experiencing that improvement as an adult is amazing. I remember when I started playing soccer again, and it 10, 15 years since I'd actually played. And I sucked so bad at first. It was like, and it was kind of embarrassing because you defined yourself as being good at this at some point. So then when you try it again, and like you're not good anymore, you're like,
you hit it on the head, right? That's the problem. If you defined yourself as being like excellent at the sport or above average or just like a star or something, then when you pick it up 10 to 15 years later and you're really not that great, they're kind of average or lower than most, it's like, whoa, like it's an attack on the ego for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. Which, you know, everyone needs sometimes to sort of like, as you know, just sort of a check. And then also as a motivation to like, I'm going to improve. Like this is, I was good before. I am going to do this, right? Like, and then when you do start improving and maybe you like, you hit it like exactly where you wanted to hit it, that feeling you'll get will be like, oh yeah, like I got it.
Yeah,
like it'll be so like such a feeling of achievement.
That's true. That's true. It's funny. So yeah, good to get outside. That is my plan for tonight. Get on the tennis courts.
Awesome. So we have another great question from a student today. And guys, it's about speaking and worrying about ideas. And we are certain that a lot of you have these same anxieties. It could be part one, part two, part three, right? Just maybe you feel like you might have something to say or you don't have something to say, but regardless, you like just can't get those examples out. You can't finish that answer by being specific. Why? So that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, exactly. So we had a question from a student in our Facebook group, and we've been talking about this in the last couple of weeks, guys. But when you join the system, Three Keys IELTS, you get to join our Facebook group where you ask questions, you get support. And just as this student did, when you're feeling stuck, you get a clear path on what to do. So maybe I should go ahead and read the student question. What do you think, Jessica?
Yeah,
and then
perfect.
Our listeners can see if they identify. So here we go. So the student says, today I need to share some feelings, terrible feelings I had studying the speaking module. I could understand the tips and the given examples made all very clear, but when I try to put them into practice, I just don't feel comfortable. It simply doesn't work, and there are only 10 days remaining before test day. Oh boy.
Oh, right. Boy.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. No, totally. And especially, like, she feels like her test is coming up really soon, right? Mm-hmm. But luckily, she is going to meet with me in personal coach tomorrow. So we will work closely together on how to get over this anxiety, because I guarantee you she does have stuff to say, right? Oh, yeah. So it's kind of reminding you of who you are, where your confidence comes from. The personal coach, we do a lot of that. So, okay. Yeah. Lindsay and I, we enjoyed brainstorming about this because this is something that is important and necessary for your IELTS test for sure in speaking and writing, but also just in life. Just like we were, you know, talking about how earlier we defined ourselves as being good at these certain sports, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you define yourself? Right? What, yeah. What are your interests and passions? You guys have to know you have to know that about yourself first, right? And follow those. Take time to follow those. Read about it. Watch stuff about it. Go outside and experience it. Because this is where we can, this is what gives us stuff to say, is having a life.
Oh my God. Yeah. And not just stuff to say. You know, on this podcast, we've done a lot of sample speaking tests, right? Sample speaking answers. And when I answer those questions and I see an opportunity to talk about either a strong point of view that I have that I identify with, or interests, or anytime I can create a personal connection to the examples I'm giving,
totally,
it's so empowering. I feel like I own the test.
Totally.
And it's completely different from when I use examples that are very removed or very much in theory or other things that I hear but I don't relate to. It's a completely different feeling.
Yeah, guys, you can hear that. I'll link to some of those episodes in the blog post for this. This is episode 597, guys. When you listen to some of the brainstorming episodes, and Lindsay and I come at these topics from like totally different places, right? Because we are like, we're happy to be ourselves, and we will share what we like and what we believe in with anybody who's listening. No matter, you know, what we think you want to hear. It's not about what you want to hear. Right. It's about what we have to say. And you guys have to approach the test in the same way. If you guys just talk about what you think the examiner wants to hear, the pronunciation will not be good, first of all, because I'm not going to hear any of you. I'm not going to hear your personality, your expressiveness. So pronunciation is going to stay at a 6 because all of your answers will sound the same. But then vocab and fluency as well. Those aren't going to be impressive either, because you're reaching outside yourself to something that isn't central to you and you don't have a lot of knowledge and a lot of stuff to say about it. So then the fluency and coherence score goes down. So yes, you guys have to bring yourself into this exam. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you want access to the study plan that tells you exactly what resources you should be using day to day in your IELTS preparation, we have you covered with the 30-day and 60-day study plans. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, this also reminds me of a story that you shared recently in a webinar, Jessica, where you talked about in Taiwan when you started using the system with a student. One of the first students was able to really increase her scores because she found her passion in English.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of related to this, right? She took hold of her answers and was able to really increase that score.
Exactly.
That's another example.
Yeah. I won't go into that now, but guys, you should come to our webinar and maybe I will mention it there. allearsenglish.com/time. It's all about timing, preparation, and test strategies. Okay. So, that student, the grammar wasn't that great. I mean, I was gonna go into it deeply, but everybody was surprised that she got the score, and it was because of the system that allowed her to enjoy learning English, to enjoy speaking English. And you know, I just had a personal coach session yesterday, and the student asked a similar question, like, in part 3, I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to say. Where do I get ideas? And that's exactly what I told her. Like, I can't give you I can't do the ideas for you. The ideas have to come for yourself. So I just took myself as an example. no matter who I'm talking to recently, my favorite current show called Queer Eye on Netflix, it comes up in like every conversation because that's what I'm interested in right now. But also just the podcast that I listen to, I can't tell you how many conversations I start by saying, "Ooh, I listened to the craziest podcast the other day," and then I'll share that.
Yeah, exactly. So this, I mean, if we can really harness this advice here, it should be, and it can be the easy part of IELTS, guys, yes. Right? Because we all have interests. We do. We know you have interests, and you can just dig into identifying, making a list and sitting down one day and saying, what are those interests? And then finding reading material, media to get input on it during the month before your test, right? To just like flood yourself with those interests.
I love it. That is your assignment for today, you guys. You have homework today from IELTS Energy. You are going to sit down tonight and reflect, what are you interested in? What motivates you in life? What catches your attention, right? What makes you feel good or happy in some way in your mm-hmm. life? Make a list, travel, movies, right? Like so many different mm-hmm. things. And then mm-hmm. like Lindsay said, attach something to that, something to read, something to watch, something to listen to, and something mm-hmm. to do. Maybe it's join a meetup group, right? Or join a league or something. So you can attach experiences to these as well to motivate you. Keep going, right? Exploring your own interests in life through English, that is part of IELTS preparation.
Yeah. And like I said, this is the easy part. I mean, we are in the course Inside Three Keys IELTS. You guys are working hard to learn the strategies, the reading strategies, writing strategies. That's hard. We make it simple, but it's tricky. It's tough, right? But this should be the easy part. So guys, enjoy this assignment here.
Totally, totally. And sign up for our webinar. You guys can also write that down. Go to allearsenglish.com/time. So again, guys, don't waste like 5 hours when you could be spending 2 hours. Maximize that time so then you have more time to follow these interests. Don't waste hours and hours on IELTS if you don't have to.
Exactly. I love that idea. So good. But if you guys are ready to get into the course right away, you can always go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and sign up right away to get started today. You don't have to wait until the middle of August. That is also another option.
There you go. Right, cool. That is always an option, you guys. We are always here for you.
Okay. Always here. All right. Awesome. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out. And such empowering advice that we can own the speaking test. We can own the writing test if we just open up to what we are interested in.
I love it. This is a great episode. All right, Lindsay. Enjoy tennis tonight.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes. Yeah. Okay. All right, Lindsay. Sounds good. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.